Now, 4 million customers of the phone and broadband provider TalkTalk may have had their bank details stolen. If you're a customer, you may have had your date of birth, your name, your address stolen, your credit card details stolen, your sort code stolen, your account number stolen, in what the company's calling a sustained and significant cyber attack. Last night, I spoke to the chief executive of TalkTalk to find out what's going on. Her name is Dido Harding. I asked her what happened.
Yesterday, TalkTalk was a victim of a significant and sustained cyber attack on our website. And today, a criminal investigation was launched by the Metropolitan Police Cybercrime Unit following that attack.
What time did this happen at yesterday?
The attack, we first spotted the signs of it yesterday morning. We took down all of our websites immediately upon experiencing the attack yesterday, and we have spent the last 24 hours working extremely hard with the Metropolitan Police and with various security agencies to understand the scale of the attack.
Why did you wait 36 hours to tell your customers?
I can absolutely promise you I have not been waiting. I've been working really hard, all my team across the company, to establish the scale and the nature of the attack. So we are at this stage, and I appreciate it's very late at night. That's why we've rushed out as fast as we can, at the point at which, with this criminal investigation undergoing, that we were able to give our customers meaningful information.
Yeah,
so I don't know today the scale of the attack. I know that potentially a significant number of our customers could be affected, and we've taken the decision before we know the scale to warn all of our customers. That's why we're telling people now.
What time did you take your website down yesterday?
We took our website down approximately midday. I'm sorry, I don't have the exact time.
So you knew enough yesterday at midday. You were concerned enough.
No, what I knew at midday was that my website was running very slowly. That the email service was running very slowly, and there were the early indications of a cyber attack. We didn't know what information was being targeted and what information had been stolen.
I will, of course, move on from this after the next question, but I guess time is always of the essence in incidents like this, when you're actually not just the victim here, your customers are the victims here, potentially. And they might have wanted to get the heads up yesterday at the point that you thought it might be a cyber attack, and you have waited a day.
Well, let's put this into context. There were 625,000 cybercrime offences each month in England and Wales over the summer. I would love to be able to say that at lunchtime yesterday I knew that our customers' data was at threat. I didn't. All I knew was there was a cyber attack happening on our website. So I couldn't have given customers meaningful information yesterday.
But you knew there was a cyber attack?
Yes. I knew that my website was running slowly because queries were being targeted on a database. That was all I knew.
What more do you know now? Have credit card details been released?
I know that probably, and I'm sorry, that's not a very helpful statement, that probably customers' name, address, bank account details and some credit card details may have been illegally downloaded. And because...
Why do you know that? Or how do you know that?
Because I have a series of what are called web logs, detailed logs of transactions in our databases, for want of a better word, that are criminal. And we've been able to trace those back and understand that those databases have been accessed. I don't know for certain what data on those databases has been downloaded by these criminals. And as I say, this is subject to a criminal investigation which was opened today. And I have to follow that process in order to make sure that we do our utmost to keep our customers safe. I'm on the airwaves precisely because I want our customers to know as soon as possible to offer them assistance to help keep them safer.
Have you any indication as to the origin of this cyber attack?
I just am not able to talk about that, given that it is the subject of a criminal investigation.
Well, it wouldn't affect a criminal investigation whatsoever if you were to tell us the origin, the country. That would not betray a criminal investigation.
I'm afraid the guidance and advice that I've had from the police is that it's subject to a criminal investigation. It's extremely serious. And right now, the important thing is that we move quickly to help protect our customers.
So that I'm clear, the police have told you not to tell your customers the origin of this attack?
We don't know for certain what the origin is.
The question is, have you had an indication which country the cyber attack has come from?
The police have advised me to focus on helping to protect our customers.
Yes, but you're not telling me the police have told you not to tell your customers.
I don't know, so I can't tell you it's something I don't know.
Have you got a legal responsibility, Dido?
I think I've got
to protect customers' data. And is this a breach of the Data Protection Act that you have not been able to keep your customers' data secure?
Well, we clearly reported this to the Information Commissioner, as is our obligation. And I think as a internet service provider, we have both a legal and a moral obligation to do our absolute utmost to protect our customers, which is why I'm talking to you today, why we are offering all of our customers a year's free credit monitoring so that they are able to confidently monitor their financial affairs, which is the biggest risk that we can identify today from this cyber attack, that these criminals attempt to impersonate our customers.
What do you say to customers who will feel bitterly let down by your company that you could not keep their data secure?
I start by saying I'm incredibly sorry. I'm a customer myself. I'm a victim of this as well. I'm extremely sorry for the frustration and the concern that this will be causing, which is why TalkTalk's working so hard tonight and will continue through the night and through the coming days to do our very utmost to help our customers through this.
Can you give me a sense of the scale or the amount of customers that may be affected here?
Well, you can get the sense that we think it's very material because we've decided to contact all of our customers as a precaution.
Could you be more precise than that?
Well, we have 4 million customers.
How many of those customers do you think have had their information compromised?
I don't know at this stage. I believe that it is a material number, and the precaution I'm taking is to contact all 4 million.
Could that be millions of people?
As I said, the precaution I'm taking is to contact all 4 million.
The question I'm asking is, do you think, with the information in front of you,
it is conceivable that all 4 million customers' data has been criminally stolen? Otherwise, clearly that's a possibility. Otherwise, I wouldn't be going through the anguish of communicating all of this today. But I don't know for certain. What I can do for certain today is put all of our customers on notice so that they can monitor their accounts and so that we can provide them with free credit monitoring to help them through.
Given the fact that you've just said it's conceivable that 4 million people could have had their information compromised, what do those customers now do?
So the first thing that I would ask and encourage our customers to do is to notify their banks. We will be doing that as well, but they will probably want to notify their banks. They will want to keep an active look at transactions in their bank accounts and their credit cards. If they spot what looks like a fraudulent transaction, they should report that. And if in the course of the next couple of days, we are, as I say, arranging free credit monitoring for all of our customers across the country. We are just in the process of arranging and negotiating that today, and we'll be contacting them very quickly so that they can set that up. The biggest risk in this attack is not that a criminal takes money from your bank account. Giving your bank details to someone doesn't enable them to do that. The biggest risk is that the criminal tries to impersonate you, that you have identity theft, which is why credit monitoring over the course of at least a year is what we are offering our customers to try and protect them.
Are your systems now secure?
We are working hard to make sure that as we bring back our systems following this attack, they are secure.
I don't know this. Are they back online now?
Our broadband system hasn't been offline, but our websites, we took them down yesterday, and our My Account, where you can check your account details, and sales sites are still down. We expect to bring them back tomorrow when we are confident that they're secure. But I would say that, as I said earlier, there are very large number of cyber crimes. This is an ongoing battle, and I would never like to suggest that I'm sitting here proud and confident that everything is fixed. This is something that every company, every organisation, whether you're talking about the US government, Apple, Sony, you name it, we all need to get better at cyber security.
Final question. Given the fact that you're the chief executive and you're telling your customers tonight that 4 million of them may have had their data compromised. Are you considering your position?
Well, I'm a victim of that crime too. I'm really focusing on my customers today.
You're the chief executive. You describe yourself as a victim. You're the chief executive of a company which has not been able to secure people's information. Are you considering your position? Are you confident that you're safe in your job?
It's not for me to decide whether I'm safe in my job. In the end, it is my customers and my shareholders and my board. I'm focusing on doing my job right now and trying to defend and look after my customers as very best as our company can.
So that's the chief executive of TalkTalk talking to me last night. Thomas in Belfast, you were hacked, were you?
Yes, Stephen, about a week ago. The wife answered the phone. This guy said he was from TalkTalk technical team and that my computer was under imminent attack and my bank details were about to be stolen and I needed to go online to Brenda's office. And as soon as I went online, he gave me a couple of commands. And when he gave me a couple of commands, the next minute he was moving the mouse on my computer screen.
What did he ask you to do so we know not to do it? What commands?
He asked me to type in COM, which was a command, and then he asked me to type in temp, T-E-M-P, and the next minute they were in. So he says, hold on, I go and speak to our supervisor, and he put me on hold. When he put me on hold, another guy came on, and he then says that he was one of the supervisors and that my bank details, I needed to type my bank details into the screen. When he said that, I found it very strange, so I got the wife to phone TalkTalk from the mobile, and they said it wasn't imminent to hang up.
My goodness.
They have since phoned every single day from last week up until I got the phone number changed 2 days ago. And I got that funny with them. I actually recorded them on the phone, and I have them on the phone for 20 minutes.
Do you?
Yeah, telling me that they're TalkTalk.
You've recorded that, have you?
I've recorded it. But
right, I want to send Vinny up to your house, and we'll get that recording.
Not a problem. Now, some of Stephen, you couldn't play on air because I found it that funny. I actually started to play along with him.
No, but that's fine. That's fine because obviously you were playing along with him in order to gather the information. I'll send him up to you. And we'll get that recording and we'll see if we can play that next week. Is that all right?
Yes, they're on. I stayed my phone talk this morning and asked them, was my bank details safe? And they told me, yes, totally safe.
Thomas, thank you. We'll be in touch. We'll get up to your house. Have the tea ready. Robert Schifrin is an internet security consultant. Morning, Robert.
Good morning.
You're a former computer hacker, are you?
Many years ago, yes, before it was illegal.
You see, we all wonder, Robert, when you think of these massive brand names, and let's take TalkTalk being the most recent, you kind of think they're that big that they must have such security around their computer systems that it must be nearly impossible. And yet, look what's happened.
You would have thought so. And if you look at their website and you look at the apologies they keep issuing, it says we work with some of the best in the industry. We've got lots of people looking after our site. We take security seriously, which is a standard phrase that they always trot out when people get hacked. And they clearly weren't doing enough. Quite what they were doing or what they weren't doing is very difficult to know. I mean, they were saying it was a sustained attack, which is normally industry speak for what's called a denial of service attack, which means you have lots of computers trying to flood the website in order to crash it and slow it down, which corresponds to what the chief exec was saying in that they thought the website was running very slowly yesterday. And what that does is it does simply make the website run slowly so other people can't get onto it. What it doesn't normally result in is the loss of customers' details. That clearly has happened.
Yeah, but explain to me, Robert, when these hackers are slowing a website down, so I get that disrupts the company, but how does that help them hack into it?
It doesn't.
So why are they trying to slow it down?
Because they can, because it's a bit of fun, because they might want to hold the company to ransom and say, we'll carry on doing it unless you give us X pounds or whatever. It doesn't result in a loss of data. So something else is going on here that we don't know, possibly they don't know. They clearly is being investigated by the police. Slowing down a website doesn't result in customers' bank account details being stolen. And even if it did, your moral and legal obligation, if you hold credit card details, bank account details and so on, is that stuff has to be encrypted. So you then have the peace of mind to be able to go on the radio and say, yes, our customer database was stolen, but it doesn't matter because all the details are encrypted and they won't crack it in a million years. The fact they can't do that means they weren't taking security seriously.
Well, that's a big charge, which they would deny.
They obviously would, but the evidence seems to point in the other way. They don't quite know how many people's details has been leaked. It may be up to 4 million. It's not the first time in the last year or so they've had this sort of thing happen on their system.
Something similar, as in a security breach, happened in August. Reading this last night.
Exactly, yes, again in TalkTalk. So we don't quite know what's happening here, but the fact that even though they say, you know, your bank account details may have been taken, they should have been able to say it doesn't matter because we had them encrypted, and they haven't come out and said that yet. They said they're not quite sure. What the worrying part is that obviously what you should be doing now if you are a user of TalkTalk is to go onto their website and change your TalkTalk password. Of course, you can't do that because their website is down. So what you should be doing is if you use that same password that you use on TalkTalk on any other system, go and change the passwords on those systems as well, because if the hackers have got your TalkTalk password, it means they've got your other passwords too.
Robert, thank you. Pat in Ballygassoon. Good morning, Pat.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, did I hear it correctly at an early stage of that interview with the TalkTalk woman?
Dido.
The concern was that these hackers had got their hands on not just the information of current TalkTalk customers, but past TalkTalk customers?
She's not sure. Not sure if it affects past customers or not.
Well, you know, sir, I'm a past customer. You know, sir, should I be concerned? You know, sir, what's been done about, you know, sir, what am I to do about it? Yeah.
Are you worried?
Yeah.
And Emma and Coleraine. Morning, Emma.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Emma.
I've been with TalkTalk since June, and since I initially changed over to them, I've been on the phone to them maybe 4 or 5 times a week. Their customer service agents are complete donkeys. They don't know what they're doing. They can't work with your information that they've got in front of them, never mind anything else. So I'm not surprised it's all been hacked. They don't know what they're doing. They haven't got anything in place to help their system run properly. They set up an account for me. They had my bank account details, but they had the broadband running to a different address. They're absolute donkeys. They haven't got a clue what's going on at all.
Are you worried sufficiently to change? You see, there's a question, actually. That's what I didn't ask your woman, Dido, right? Now, I wonder, given now this security breach, are TalkTalk prepared to release customers from contracts if those customers have no longer confidence in them?
Anybody that's customers with TalkTalk that wants to leave should go on the phone and demand to be released from their contract, and they can do that. I've already done that before this hack has happened.
Because, have you?
As I say, I've been on the phone to them for months and months, and their service is just crazy. It's ridiculously useless, and they're not professional whatsoever. Now I know why you pay more to be with BT, because TalkTalk don't know what's going on. They're useless.
Emma, thank you.
They can definitely release you from your contract.
Emma, thank you very much indeed. Remember to be watching your account. That's the advice from TalkTalk over the next couple of months. If you are one of their customers, if you find anything suspicious, contact the authorities, change your password, and do not give any of your bank details out if someone rings you.